Welcome to DIY Eco Guy. I'm your host, Chris Graber. I'm an engineer, a nature lover, and I'm concerned about climate change. This podcast is about simple DIY sustainability solutions you can implement in your home and community. I do the research and tackle projects at my house and share what I've learned with you. So let's have fun while making an impact on our world, one action at a time. Welcome to episode 3. This is about DIY portable air filters. We're going to discuss a bit of their history. Might you want one? Might you need a HEPA filter or want one of those instead? Where it might be important to use one of these in your home. We'll get into some advanced designs, talk about pros and cons, and just kind of the practical considerations. So, portable air filtration, usually you think of, oh, I could go down to Target and buy some box that they have that's, you know, it's got a fan in it and a filter, and then you have to replace that filter every so often. And those can be cool. They look nice. A lot of them are pretty small, pretty quiet. What I'm talking about today is something I made that's called a Corsi Rosenthal box. It's something that's been around for a long, long time and not named that officially necessarily. That kind of came out through the pandemic. These spread a lot because they're pretty inexpensive. There are a lot of different designs out there. I went with the one that's just four filters with a fan on the top. So, you know, it's 20 inch by 20 inch filters and a 20 inch fan. The whole thing costs about $85. You can, you know, depending on what kind of filters you use and what kind of fan you use, that price could go up or down. But literally the parts to create one of these, it's a 20 inch box fan, four filters and some duct tape. And you use part of the box the fan came in for some of this too. So it's very simple. It's something a child could create, put together, and it's cool. They work. So it's a really inexpensive way to filter your air. Now they, you know, this DIY option, it might be a little bit louder, a little bit larger than something cool you could buy in a store or on Amazon. But as far as the filtration ability, they're pretty good. So this filtering your indoor air, just to step back a little bit, it's kind of under, you know, the topic of air quality and then indoor air quality in general, which is a big topic, right? Some people have dealt with a lot of wildfires, or some people have allergies or, you know, other issues caused by poor indoor air quality. I think the stat is that, you know, modern folks, we spend like 90% of our time indoors on average. So at a lot of the buildings that we are in have, you know, been modernized and are quote unquote tighter. So there's less air coming in from the outdoors. You know, everything is sealed up. So for millennia, that was not the case for human beings, right? We didn't live in perfect boxes. There was some more airflow. We were outside more. So this is kind of a bit of a band-aid solution for modern life, because one little air filter is gonna struggle to filter very much volume of air in reality. You'll see a lot of marketing around HEPA filters you can buy in the store, and they'll talk about, oh, this is good for XYZ sized room. And, you know, maybe if it's turned up all the way and it's a smaller room, you're going to get some air cycling through. But just kind of, you might want to be a little bit wary of some of that marketing, right? Because under just indoor air quality in general, under that topic, if you think about the volume of air in your home, I mean, it is massive. And so if you have a central HVAC system, you have an air conditioner or a heater that has a really good fan, a really good filter on it, and you use that fan regularly, you run the system, that is going to process a lot of air. So in our home, I wrote some articles on this, just about cleaning and maintaining your home in order to have better indoor air quality, and then things you can do with your HVAC system to improve it. And one of them is to look at what filter you have. They're often called the furnace filter. They're all different sizes and configurations of these. A lot of people just have a 1-inch thick filter and never really think about it. So you wanna put the best filter you can on your system, and there's a warning there. So if you use a filter that's like too highly rated and too restrictive of the airflow, that might cause problems for your air conditioning system. So you kind of need to check with the people that, you know, service your system or installed it. Like, just ask them, hey, what's the highest rating? And there's a couple different rating systems out there for filters. And this also applies to this DIY portable air filter, because it's using often similar filters, just furnace filters. So on this topic of the ratings, there are different things involved, like how thick is the filter, that's gonna influence how much air flows through it, and then just the quality of the filter media. So they have rating scales. Filtreat has its own, I think it's like a MPR rating, but they have a little lookup tool so you can see how that maps to a MERV rating, MERV. And so the higher the MERV rating, typically the better the filter is going to work. But again, make sure you're not using one that's too restrictive for your system. Basically, that can cause problems within inside of your HVAC system. So when you're thinking of indoor air quality in general, think of, you know, keeping your house clean, keeping it, you know, hopefully not super cluttered, etc., etc. And think, when you're thinking of air filtration, first think, before you go to portable air filters, think about, what is my air conditioning system? What is my heater? What is the, you know, what does the filter look like on that? How often do I use it? Like, my thermostat has this thing on there where you can tell it to just run whenever the AC kicks on or the heater, or I could tell it to circulate the air periodically, and that just runs the fan, so it runs it in fan mode. And you know, that processes a lot of the air in our house when that is running. You can also just leave it on fan mode for quite a while. And you know, a lot of newer thermostats are programmable, and so just think about that. Can you circulate the air through your entire home using your HVAC system's fan and have a really good filter on there and try to change it regularly, right? So for example, in my home, we got a new air conditioning system 4 years ago when we moved in, and we added a larger box that the filter sits in. So it's not just a 1-inch filter, it's actually a 5-inch filter, and it's MERV 16, which is like one of the highest ratings. So that's getting close to HEPA level cleaning. And so we feel pretty confident that, hey, there's a lot of air. We use the fan mode regularly. It's processing a lot of the air in our house. And the other thing is ventilation. So are you bringing in fresh air from the outdoors regularly? Now, that's a whole topic. I wrote an article on that too. We actually have a system that pulls air off the top of our roof and filters it, and then feeds that to our HVAC system to get filtered again and then distributed through the home. So it's got like double filtration on it to like remove allergens and stuff like that. And that wasn't super expensive or super complicated. It's more common in like a commercial building, but it's a good option. Also, obviously, you can open windows, right? So open a door, stuff like that. Obviously, that really depends on what's your air quality outdoors. Where do you live, you know? Or do you have bad allergies or other things? And so that one's really kind of variable, but think about it. There are also different sensors you can get to try to see like, hey, is there carbon monoxide building up in here, carbon dioxide, etc. So that's something to think about. And you can also get, they have these little portable, like digital, they're called hygrometers. So you can see, hey, what's my humidity level in the home through time? What's the temperature? You know, that's another factor if you're doing a lot of ventilation, bringing in air either through your window, your door, or maybe you're just running the bathroom fan and it's exhausting, you know, up out the wall or out the roof. That's going to be pulling air, you know, through little cracks and stuff around your doors and stuff from the outside, so to balance out the pressure in your home. So anyway, that's just kind of backing up where talking about a DIY portable air filter, they're cool, but it is a little bit more of a band-aid and it might be best used kind of in certain ways because it's not going to be processing tons and tons and tons of air like your HVAC system will. So anyway, that's a little segue just into some background about other larger topics. Where these DIY portable air filters are really cool is, man, it's so much bang for your buck, right? Compared to the HEPA systems that I talked about that you can buy, little portable systems, a lot of different marketing claims. Oh, we purify the air with this. We do this. We, you know, oh, this one little box can cover your entire 1,500 square foot house. And when you look at it, you're thinking, really? Can it? Like, does that work? So I actually have a really nice HEPA filter for our bedroom, and it's quiet. You know, it's quieter than this DIY portable air filter that I set up. I typically use the DIY one out in our main room and leave it on like all night. And we can crank it. You can turn on high mode. And, you know, it's processing a lot of air then, right? And so, but it's noisier. However, I can like move, it's very, very light. So that's definitely a pro. It's very light. You can just move it from room to room, like no problem. It's a little bit large since it's like a 20 inch by 20 inch box. So some people have made smaller versions, but yeah, so a HEPA system that's more expensive to purchase initially, they can be great. But you can get nearly as good a as filtration as one of those. And maybe with a little bit more volume, might take up a little bit more space, but you could save a lot of money. Because when you buy one of those HEPA systems, look at what the filter replacement costs are and how often you're supposed to replace them. So some of them might have multiple different kinds of filters. They replace different amounts of times. And so if you look at the total annual cost, it's like, oh, wow, okay. Maybe I could build like five of these DIY portable air filters for the price of that each year. So that's something to think about. Now, another thing is, what's the best location to run your DIY portable air filter? Well, it depends. I would argue that your bedroom is the most important room in your home to have clean air in, because you're sleeping there. That's where you're, you know, trying to get rejuvenated. So if you can breathe really clean air all night while you're sleeping, that's maybe, you know, arguably the best place for it. So maybe you want to be like me and pay more money for a fancier HEPA unit that's quieter and have that in your bedroom. Or maybe not. So then next we're going to get on to advanced designs. So this whole concept of, you know, hey, make your own air filter box, it's been around a long, long time. The simplest design is a step back from what I've done with like creating this box, and it's just slap a filter onto a box fan, a single filter, just right butt it up next to it, and that's it. So that's going to do something for you. But if you have way more surface area of filters going on, I mean, it's like orders of magnitude better filtration. So that's why people started getting into the box. And some people don't just do four filters on the box. They do a fifth one on the bottom and suspend the whole thing off the ground. Some people have started using computer fans instead of the 20-inch box fans because they're cheaper. I mean, not cheaper. They're smaller. They're quieter, right? So that's definitely, you know, an option. People also don't want to spend time messing around with this duct tape and stuff and putting one of these boxes together. So people sell like prefab units that you can kind of just like stick together. They have some wooden framed ones, you know, fancier designs that look cooler. Mine, I just got like white duct tape from Walmart and just slap the thing together and just kind of stick it in a corner, and it's not really, you're not really like looking at it going, wow, that's this beautiful work of art. But people have come up with fun ones too, with all different colors, or you can paint it, or, you know, different, all different colors of tape and stuff. So, but people have always also come up with some really sleek designs that are cool looking. And, you know, even I would say better looking than some of the like commercial HEPA units that you can buy that are often just kind of like boring. They're kind of white or they're black, or so people have come up with some really cool designs. So you can Google, you know, like Corsi Rosenthal box, you know, in all different forms, and look up on YouTube. There's like people have just gone nuts with this whole thing. I just created kind of just as a test, like the simplest kind of, you know, basic version that people were promoting years and years back. So there are lots of other advanced designs out there. People are making small ones and sticking them in their car. So tiny, super efficient little computer fan or fans and small filters. You know, depending on someone's commute, etc., traveling, like the total percentage of time that people spend in their cars versus like spending at their home sleeping, usually it's like a lot less. But hey, if you're, you know, if you're a heavy duty driver, or say, hey, you're a truck driver or something, you might want to think about that, because the cabin filters in some cars are just really pretty weak and small, right? So like, especially if you have allergies or any kind of like chemical sensitivities or whatever going on, you might want to think of, you know, better filtration for your car. And yeah, crack your window periodically, get some fresh air, or put your, you know, air conditioner or heater on the fresh air setting every once in a while, as long as it's not like too stinky out there. But yeah, so just to quickly like kind of highlight the pros and cons again of DIY portable air filters. Pros: inexpensive, kind of fun to build. You could, like, if you have kids, you could do one with your kids. It's something you could like do as a school project, or, you know, it's very easy, very tangible. You can just pull up a YouTube video on like how to do it. There's a zillion of them out there, and do it. Also, low energy usage, right? A fan, I mean, it's like, I don't know the exact stats, and I'm sure it varies a bit, but what is it, one penny an hour, two pennies an hour, whatever. They don't use much energy at all. So that's really, really cool. So a lot of pros, like it's practical, it's simple. When you need to replace the filters after a while, and that's totally going to vary just on like your air quality and how much you use it and stuff and what kind of filters you got, but it's pretty easy. You just like cut them off and retape on some more, boom, you're done. It's like pretty cool. So there are a lot of pros. Easy, just easy to move around, like I said, they're very light, and it's just a cool feeling, like, oh, I could just make one of these myself, like, okay. So that was fun for me, just to go through that process of, I kind of felt like a kid, you know, doing a little project. And then some cons I mentioned, like, yeah, they're like the version I made, it's kind of big. So if you don't have a lot of space, that might be a little bit trickier for you. Just where do I put this thing? How, you know, if I'm running it, like my fan has, you know, levels 1, 2, and 3. I know that if I'm running it on 2 or 3, it's really processing quite a bit of air. But on level 1, where it's actually pretty quiet and I can just like have it in my office and it's not annoying while I'm working, then, you know, it's doing something, but on a much more limited level. So that's a con, is the, you know, the noise that it takes to really filter the air. So like I said, I put mine off in the other room, like in the main room, like in the living room or in the kitchen at night, and run it there. So those are a couple of cons, but there aren't too many, really. Overall, it's a pretty amazing solution. If you want to learn more, you want to look at a video I made that I put on YouTube and other links, you can check out my blog at DIYEcoGuy.com. I go into some more of the details and you can kind of dig in there a little bit more. And just let me know if you have any questions about this. I had a friend that saw my blog post. I was like, hey, I'm going to Lowe's. I'm going to check this out. I might build one of these. Like, that sounds simple. So there's like not a big barrier of entry here. So it's kind of exciting in that way. So hopefully I shared some good information and you learned a bit from it. Thanks. All right. I'd love to hear from you. My email is chris@diyecoguy.com. I'm on social media at @DIYEcoGuy. Do you have any questions, topics you'd like me to cover? What's your perspective? What are you curious about? I'm here to help make sustainability more simple. So I look forward to sharing more with you on the next episode. And until then, thanks for listening to the DIY Eco Guy podcast. Take it easy and get rad.